Welcome to iKidapod, Iditarod coverage by kids.
Hello, this is Winterpot with the race update for Wednesday, March 13. Overnight, we have a champion. Dallas CV crossed the finish line at 5:16 Alaska time, achieving his sixth Iditarod championship. At 37 years old, he now holds the record for most wins. Dallas has 10 dogs in harness when he crossed the finish line in 9 days, 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 8 seconds. Winning the 52nd Iditarod brings a 55,600 dollar prize on his way to Nome. On his way to Nome, Dallas also won the GCI Dorothy G. Page Halfway Award and the North Rim Bank Achieve More Award. Matt Hall was almost 5 hours behind Dallas, coming into Nome in second. Matt finished 9 days, 6 hours, and 57 minutes. Matt Hall has 7 dogs in harness. Jesse Holmes was just over an hour later than Matt Hall. Jesse takes third place in Nome in 9 days, 8 hours, and 18 minutes. He has 8 dogs in harness at the finish. Coming in fourth place was Jeff Dieter at 2:52 a.m. this morning, Alaska time. Jeff had 10 dogs in harness. Fifth place goes to Paige Dobin and her 9 dogs that finished the race. Sixth place went to Travis Beals this morning. Throughout the day, we'll expect that Mila Porslid, Amanda Otto, Pete Kaser, and Wally Robinson should finish if all continues going well out on the trail. Mushers who are in White Mountain at various points of their 8-hour rest are Nick Petit, Matt Failer, Ryan Reddington, and Josie Thur. Jason Mackey will be to White Mountain soon. Overnight, unfortunately, Calvin Daugherty scratched yesterday at the Shaktulik checkpoint due to Rule 42. We are so sad that he had a dog pass away. Daugherty had 13 dogs in a harness when he scratched. Check back tomorrow for the latest information about the next finishers and next people to White Mountain. For the latest information, check iditarod.com. Now we'll pass the microphone over to Izzy Icy for Meet the Dogs.
Hi. Hi, it is Izzy Icy, and I am here to talk to you about Erin Altimus's dogs in the Ikidapod race. She has a lot of dogs. Here they are. First, Chicken. Chicken is a small dog, but has a large following, and she is a girl. And she loves to eat anything and everything. And she is also 3. Next, Pinto. Pinto is a boy, and he is 6. Did you know that he's also the team cheerleader? Next, Chip. Chip is a boy, and he comes from a cookie litter. He has a lot of energy, and he loves belly rubs. Next, Georgia. Georgia is a girl, and she grew up with Peaches and her sister, Frida. Georgia, for has some reason, love to empty her water bucket daily. Next, Peaches. Peaches is a girl, and she ran the Great Bear Grease race in 2022. She is a large dog, and did you know that she was lead dog in 2019? Next, Frida. Frida is a girl, and she is shy. She is a shy sister from Georgia. And she is also a very small dog.
Hi, it's Lily Winterstorm with Mushing Lingo. I'm here to talk to you about the words mushers used to lead their dogs. Here are some. One, loose leader. A lead dog who runs free but still leads the team. Next, dog barn. That means that there is a group of little houses for the sled dogs to sleep in. They're small but work. Now I will be handing it over to Winterpaw and Izzy Icy to finish this up.
Hello, I'm Winterpaw. And this is
Izzy Icy. We will be wrapping this up.
So we hope you have a
possum
evening.
Thank you for listening.
Winterpaw
and Izzy Icy
closing off.